So I got this book. It was called The Second Mountain by David Brooks. He's the one who wrote the book, The Road to Character, and he writes for the New York Times. And what's intrigued me about the book is that it spoke about the experience that we have in life of climbing a mountain. We often refer to that in life. You know, the mountain that we climb has as its goals usually where we're going to go with our life, how we're going to become successful, how we're going to get married, where we're going to live, and how we're going to create a career. And usually these goals are ones that the culture has to be successful, to make your mark on the world, to experience personal happiness. And he says that oftentimes the experience is you get to the top of the mountain and something happens. You look around and you find the view unsatisfying. You realize that it's not the mountain that you should have climbed. And at the second half of your life is starting a new journey, seeing things differently and starting over. He says then also sometimes you fall off the mountain, you go into the valley, you realize that by because of that, through either pain or suffering, you feel that it's not worth climbing that mountain. And that this kind of difficulty and struggle that maybe that happens in your life teaches you a lot about life and what's worth climbing. That you experience what they call the disillusionment phase. You realize that things that you were told when you were young or that the culture told you would make you happy never actually made you happy. And you're still searching. Hopefully the second half of your life, you begin to climb that up the other mountain. The mountain that gives meaning, that touches the heart, that makes life real for you. He says that our excessive individualism has torn us away from being human, which is found in the community and in relationships and in commitments. And so usually, and come to realize that, sometimes some of us later in life, others earlier in life, and you start again. You start all over. And the path up the second mountain is found by the way of like real commitments to relationships, to a call in life that you have, a sort of a vocation, that now you know why you're here, a call and a commitment to a faith, and he says, and to a people, a community. And some people get it right. They climb the right mountain right at the beginning. It's right at first place. But for many of us, we end up starting again, starting all over. Because life teaches us that when we're young, we often chase after things or we buy into things that are part of today's world, and we realize only later that in the wisdom of the centuries, that what seemed to be true about 1,000 years ago about the human being, and especially about what the human heart needs, is still true today. So we start again. We downsize, right? We reassess our priorities, our loves, our dreams, and we begin the journey again. So today, as we celebrate the Epiphany, we read the story of the Magi who start on a journey to meet the king. They came from many different places, but their destination was to find Jesus. And when they found him, they returned home by a different way. They couldn't go back the old way. They started a different journey with a new purpose and a reason. And they knew that Herod was seeking the child Jesus in order to kill him. And so now they had as their goal to protect Christ. You know, as you'll see on the cover of the bulletin on your way out when you're handed the bulletin, that we are starting the Alpha program. Now, Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, and it's where we get the word alphabet from, because the second letter is Beta. So Alpha, Beta, Alphabet, letters of the alphabet. But it's at the beginning of the alphabet. And it's a ministry in the parish where we begin to share faith by starting at the beginning, at the very basics of who Jesus is. And there's a lot to our faith, and sometimes all of the things of our faith kind of distract us from the very basis of our faith, which is built on the person of Jesus Christ. And Alpha is an attempt to return to the basics and to ask the questions again. Why am I here? What is the purpose of my life? How do I find meaning? And what does Jesus have to say about that meaning? It allows us to start over and to climb once again the mountain of faith and belief. And just as the Magi followed the light to Christ, we're called to follow the light of faith to meet Christ again. Now let's face it, right? I mean, when we talk about faith today to other people, what it means to be Catholic, we know that often it's about the things of our faith and really hardly ever mention Jesus. People will say that what it means to be Catholic means that you're pro-life, or you don't believe in contraception, or you don't eat meat on Fridays, you have celibate priests, you are in a church that is experiencing the sexual abuse crisis, you have Pope Francis, and you have liberals and conservatives, and all the rest of the stuff that are a part of the faith. And by the way, all of this is true, but oftentimes we miss Jesus. The beginning of our faith is a profound relationship with Jesus. We believe that God has loved us into being, and we are called to love Him back with all of our mind, heart, and soul. That's the starting point. And when we talk about our faith with unbelievers or for those who are seeking faith, we spend a lot of time on things other than an encounter with the person of Jesus. That's the base of the mountain on which everything else is built. And sometimes that's the very thing that is missing. As I hear, you know, we talk to parents and they say, well, you know, I brought my kids up in the church, right? They all went to a Catholic school, they went to Catholic high school, even to a Catholic college, and then they came out and they don't believe anything anymore. What happened? Maybe it could possibly be that in all of that, we missed Christ. We missed who this is all about. When I get the answers, you know, for what it means to be Catholic, I'll often say that it's first about Jesus, isn't it? We forgot that part. And they'll say, well, of course, Father, that's obvious. To which I often reply that I don't think it's as obvious as we hope it would be, as we think it'd be. What's obvious is that practicing Catholics go to church. It's not that obvious that we would say that everyone who's going to church has a profound encounter with God, that is in love with God, and has given their life to Christ. Sometimes it's good to just start again, to begin the journey again, with new eyes and a renewed faith that puts things into perspective. I mean, this happens all the time, I think, in life. It could be the second mountain for your career, and you realize that once you got everything you wanted, maybe you were still missing something. It could be the second mountain in your marriage when you realize that, oh, now I finally know what it means to live in the sacrament of matrimony with Christ as the center. Because the first mountain was just filled with lots of busyness and family life, and now I see what it means to be really committed. Maybe it's the second mountain with different friends. You come and realize what it really means to have holy friends who lift you up and keep you holy. Or maybe different interests where you had a lot of things when you were interested in your 20s and 30s and 40s, you realize that you're chasing after things that really didn't mean anything. And now you have interests that you never thought you would have had. It could be hobbies, and it could be also a second mountain in your faith journey. And you climb it with the experience and the maturity learned in the struggles and the difficulties and the disappointments in that first mountain. And that has made all the difference. We as a parish are starting the ministry of Alpha and the ministry of starting over from the beginning. You or maybe your friend or your spouse or your children might need to just do that, to recapture the beauty of our faith in Christ Jesus. And if so, hopefully we'll see you at Alpha to talk about your faith in Jesus Christ.